You went to Endicott!
The victims of Kana were laid to rest amid a mix of grief and anger. There were 29 graves dug in neat rows just 100 meters from the crumpled house where the bodies were dug from the rubble 18 days earlier. Clutching a photo of her dead sister Khadija, Fairuz Yunus could barely speak through her tears. She choked back sobs as she recalled how she learned of the death of her sister and Khadija's 5 children. She says she saw the catastrophe on television, but nobody told her that her sister had been killed. She only found out hours later when somebody offered her condolences, not realizing that she did not know of Khadija's death. Her tears dripped onto the photo of her sister, and then she recited the names of Khadija's dead children, Hura, Yahya, Ali, Zahra, and Qasim Shalhoub. Everyone killed in the Kana airstrike came from one of 2 families, the Shalhoubs and the Hashims. Roughly half of the dead were children. The funeral in Kana was one of many on Friday. There were more than 200 funerals in other villages throughout South Lebanon. In Tyre, workers exhumed bodies that had been buried in temporary mass graves during the war. Ambulances carrying the coffins were followed by long lines of cars full of relatives heading back to their villages to bury the dead 5 days after the conflict ended. Here in Kana, mourners carried the coffins through the streets of town to the burial place. Pounding on their chests, they pledged their loyalty to Hezbollah and denounced America and Israel. 26 of the coffins were covered with Lebanese flags, and 3 of them with yellow Hezbollah flags. Those were the coffins of Hezbollah fighters from Kana, but the militia said they had been killed elsewhere, in Bint Jebel and Ait Shaab.
America! America! America!
The Shiite cleric leading the prayers said the United States and Israel were partners in the killing of Lebanese people. A mourner, who gave her name only as Kamla, reminded visitors that the United States speeded up delivery of bombs to Israel during the conflict. She says, "Tell Bush those smart bombs are not smart. They killed not one resistance fighter here, only women and children." Israel has apologized for the Kana airstrike, calling it a mistake. But for residents of the town, it is hard to believe that the powerful and technologically advanced Israeli military could make such a grave error truly by accident. All day, unmanned Israeli reconnaissance planes circled overhead, a constant reminder that the Israeli military is still monitoring activity in southern Lebanon, even after the ceasefire. Mohammed Shalhoub lost his daughter, sister, and brother in the airstrike and was wounded himself. He gestured at the sky and said, "Those planes were up there 24 hours a day before the attack. I am sure they saw everything." He said they must have seen women and children coming in and out of the building. At the end of the day, the television cameras were gone, and the relatives of the victims stood silently, some of them quietly weeping, as they watched men shovel earth over the 29 graves. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Kana, Lebanon.